much bigger than a made thing ought to be. It was also very cold. The black marble of its sides was shining white with frost in the roasting afternoon sun. He was foolish enough to touch it and left a layer of skin on the surface. It's freezing!
It's storing already, oh breath of the river, said Pataclusp, who was sweating. It's the boundary effect.
I note that you have ceased work on the burial chambers, said Dios.
The men, the temperature boundary effect, a bit too much to risk, muttered Pataclusp.
Tepic looked from one to the other. What's the matter? He said. Are there problems?
Said Pataclusp.
You're way ahead of schedule. Marvellous work, said Tepic. You've put a tremendous amount of labour on the job.
Yes, only...
There was a silence except for the distant sounds of men at work and the faint noise of the air sizzling where it touched the pyramid.
It's bound to be all right when we get the capstone on, the pyramid builder managed eventually. Once it's flaring properly, no problem.
He indicated the Electrum capstone. It was surprisingly small, only a foot or so across, and rested on a couple of trestles.
We should be able to put it on tomorrow, said Pataclusp. Would your sire still be honouring us with the capping out ceremony?
In his nervousness, he gripped the hem of his robe and began to twist it.
There's drinks, he stuttered, and a silver trowel that you can take away with you. Everyone shouts hurrah and throws their hats in the air.
Certainly, said Dios, it will be an honour.
And for us too, your sire, said Pataclusp loyally.
I meant for you, said the High Priest.
He turned to the wide courtyard between the base of the pyramid and the river, which was lined with statues and stelae commemorating King Tepikaimon's mighty deeds, and pointed. The carvers had to use quite a lot of imagination. The late king had had many fine attributes, but Dumas wasn't among them. The score was, number of enemies ground as dust under his chariot wheels, 0. Number of thrones crushed beneath his sandaled feet, 0. Number of times world bestrode like Colossus, 0. On the other hand, reigns of terror, 0. Number of times own throne crushed beneath enemy sandals, 0. Faces of poor ground, 0. Expensive crusades embarked upon, 0. His life had basically been a no-score win.
And you can get rid of that, he added.
Pataclusp gave him a look of unhappy innocence.
That statue, said Dias, is what I am referring to.
Well, we thought once you saw it in place, you see, in the right light, and what with the hat and the vulture-headed god being very,
It goes, said Dios.
Right you are, your reverence, said Pataclusp, miserably.
It was, right now, the least of his problems, but on top of everything else, he was beginning to think that the statue was following him around. Dios leaned closer.
You haven't seen a young woman anywhere on the site, have you? He demanded.
No women on the site, my lord, said Pataclusp. Very bad luck.
This one was provocatively dressed, the High Priest said.
No women.
The palace is not far, you see. There must be many places to hide over here,
Dios continued insistently. Pataclusp swallowed. He knew that all right, whatever had possessed him.
I assure you, your reverence, he said.
Dios gave him a scowl and then turned to where Tepic, as it turned out, had been.
Please ask him not to shake hands with anybody, said the builder, as Dios hurried after the distant glint of sunlight on the gold.
The king still didn't seem to be able to get alongside the idea that the last thing people wanted was a man of the people. Those workers who couldn't get out of the way in time were thrusting their hands behind their back. Alone now, Pataclusp fanned himself and staggered into the shade of his tent, where, waiting to see him, were Pataclusp 2A, Pataclusp 2A, Pataclusp 2A, and Pataclusp 2A. Pataclusp always felt uneasy in the presence of accountants, and four of them together was very bad, especially when they were all the same person. Three Pataclusp 2Bs were there as well. The other two, unless it was three by now, were out on the site. He waved his hands in a conciliatory way.
All right, he said.
What are today's problems? One of the two A's pulled a stack of wax tablets.